Please be seated. In 1976, Louise Fletcher won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her portrayal of Nurse Ratched in the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, I realize many of you remember that movie, some of you have never heard of it, and many of you weren't even born by then. But it was a big deal, a big movie. Her win took many people by surprise, since she wasn't a particularly well-known actress, and her character in the movie was so despicable. When her name was announced, she, like I guess most people who win these kind of awards, seemed shocked. She made her way to the podium, and she had a long list of people that she wanted to thank. And then at the end of the acceptance speech, she did something that I remember as if it were only yesterday. She said, "Excuse me," and then she came around to the side of the podium and she did this: "For my mother and my father, I want to say thank you for teaching me to have a dream. You are seeing my dream come true. Thank you." I remember that moment so many years ago, first because Louise Fletcher was from Birmingham, which she grew up there, which is where I grew up. And it was kind of like the hometown girl makes good. But I think I also remember it so clearly because of that exchange with her parents. It was almost as if you were eavesdropping on such an extremely intimate moment between a daughter and her parents. And what a rare and gracious gift it is to witness such an intimate moment when dreams are coming true. Now, I thought about that. I thought about Louise Fletcher when I read today's gospel lesson, or maybe I should say when I finally read today's gospel lesson. You see, I really messed up this week when trying to prepare a sermon, and I'm thankful that I discovered it Wednesday night instead of when I was walking up the aisle this morning. You see, this is the fourth Sunday of Epiphany on our lectionary calendar. But I wasn't realizing that today is February 2nd, which is observed each year in the church as the feast day of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. This feast day rarely shows up on a Sunday, so we don't ever hear this text in worship. And it's not to be confused with the 12-year-old Jesus being about his father's work in the temple. Instead, this is a story of Mary and Joseph taking the infant Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem 40 days after his birth to complete Mary's ritual purification and to perform the redemption of the firstborn son as prescribed by Torah. When they get in the temple, they come across a man named Simeon. I kind of picture Simeon lurking in the shadows during all this, but Luke tells us that Simeon had been promised by God that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. And in the story, Simeon takes the baby Jesus and he utters words that we still use in worship, the song of Simeon. "Lord, you are now dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." What an incredible moment that must have been for Simeon. He was a righteous man. He believed in all the prophecies. He was realizing a lifelong dream coming true. Such a holy and intimate moment. This pious old man, whose life was dedicated to the temple, had finally come to know the real presence of God in that place. Now, maybe it's a stretch for me to use Louise Fletcher's story to make a connection to Simeon's experience, but if we could just allow ourselves to stand in their shoes for just a moment with our own hopes, our own dreams, then maybe it's not as much of a stretch as you might think. You see, Louise Fletcher's parents were deaf, of course. Her father, though, was an Episcopal priest and served St. John's in Birmingham. Later, she spoke of her story of growing up. how isolated and alone she felt. She would often travel with her father to area schools and asylums that housed the deaf. And she saw firsthand some of the horrific conditions there. She even attributes part of that to the way she played Nurse Ratched. When she started school, her teacher sent a note home to her parents that said since she was deaf, she might need to attend a more appropriate school. You see, since there was no verbal conversation occurring in the Fletcher home, she didn't speak when she started school, and the teacher just assumed that she was deaf. That devastated her parents, and they made the heartbreaking decision to send her to live with an aunt in Texas so she could grow up in a hearing environment. And the remainder of her childhood was being shipped back and forth between Texas and Alabama. She told people later, she said, all I dreamed of was a normal life. Not a normal life away from my family, but a normal life that included my family. But Louise Fletcher's dreams did not come true when her name was announced as the Academy Award winner. Her dream came true when she stepped from behind that podium and gave her dream a voice. When she spoke directly to her parents in a way that invited them and us into her world. Simeon's dream didn't come true when he held the baby Jesus. Instead, they came true as he proclaimed to those in the temple that surely he found the presence of God in that place. You see, dreams really can never come true until we give our dreams a voice, until we allow others into our world and our own hopes and our own stories. Now, this morning is very much about dreams coming true, as Ansley Weber is presented here to be baptized and to become a member of the community of faith. It's about the dreams of her loving family for her life, and the dreams that Ansley will have for herself as she grows, knowing that she is one of God's own. It's an intimate moment that we're invited to be a part of. But make no mistake, we are not eavesdropping on this moment. We are promising to be smack dab in the middle of it. When we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors, ourselves, to respect the dignity of every human being, to persevere against evil, to proclaim our faith in word and example, those cannot be just hollow words. They are promises to God and to Ansley that whatever dreams she ends up having in her life, she'll never have to chase those dreams alone. Dreams can never come true in solitude and silence, but only in relationship. Relationship with each other. And that truly is one of the most intimate connections we're able to make as human beings. It's the intimate relationship God established with each one of us when he gave voice to his dreams for all humankind through Jesus Christ. My prayer for Ansley, and indeed all of us, is that we allow ourselves to give voice to our dreams, to be like Simeon, and allow our dreams to include lives spent searching for God, as if he might appear around the next corner, in the next moment, or even the next person we pass on any given day. By recognizing the holy in the ordinary, the sacred in the everyday, and in those moments when dreams come true, catch a glimpse of the presence of the Lord in this and every place. God love you. Amen. If the family would stand.